Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. And it's also the 11th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, it's just cold, man, like in the teens. Every morning it has been for a week or so now. I got to believe the lake's about froze. But it's supposed to warm up to 50-some on Wednesday. Maybe I'll get to open the windows and air my house out. It's unbelievable to be this cold this early. Anyways, let's see what we have on the itinerary. We got a suicide bomber strikes Port Authority, and we're going to get into that as soon as we get back from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
From the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Suicide bomber strikes Port Authority. And this is from New York Post. If you be living under a rock without any connection to the rest of the world, if you haven't heard about this little episode. An ISIS-inspired Bangladesh national set off. These guys at least get a called, be called nationals. We're just citizens. An ISIS-inspired Bangladesh national set off a homemade explosive device at the Port Authority bus terminal subway station Monday morning, law enforcement sources said. The suspected bomber, a 27-year-old who lived in Brooklyn, had wires attached to him and was armed with a 5-inch metal pipe bomb and battery pack as he walked through the Manhattan Transit Hub, sources said. The man partially detonated the device, which he was carrying in the right side of his jacket, prematurely inside the passageway to the A, C, and E trains and 8th Avenue and West 42nd Street and around 7:40 a.m., sources said. Police took the man into custody. Former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton told MSNBC's Morning Joe that the man was inspired by ISIS and originally from Bangladesh. There was at least one injury, and the wounded was the suspect. The man who was seriously injured was taken to Bellevue Hospital. Investigators briefly spoke to the man who told them he made the explosive device at the electrical company where he works. He worked at electrical, really. Yeah. Emergency personnel flooded the scene following the incident. Mayor de Blasio has been briefed on the incident. The incident sent commuters into a frenzy. Holy F just was struck in a running stampede at Port Authority bus terminal due to a bomb scare. I guess this is somebody's tweet or whatever the hell they do. Cops everywhere. Designer Chelsea LaSalia tweeted. LaSalia followed up her tweet with another that read, "Not a scare. Actual explosion moments before I was about to get on the subway." Commuter Keith Woodfin tweeted, "I was exiting the Port Authority and the National Guard was running towards something, shouting, 'Go, go, go!'" Oh, man. What a farce, people. This guy, the people who were injured here had, I guess one of them had their ears were ringing and one of them had a headache. This guy here, whatever the hell he was doing, he worked in an electronic shop. Man, really, this pretty pathetic display. I mean, is this really how, I don't know that these people do they even understand electricity or anything about what they're doing? This is laughable. To tell you the truth, it would be funny if it weren't, but what did you see? An army! A goddamn army was dispatched. I mean, hundreds. I mean, God, there had to be at least 400 or 500, at least, responding to one guy who, basically blew himself up. The Port Authority already had him in handcuffs and they had him arrested. He was burned all to hell. But, I mean, what a waste. If I was I guess that's when they come to the people of New York and say, "We need more money for law enforcement, man. We spend I guarantee you they spent $1 million on that little operation this morning. And last night, through the night, I got to believe that there were two or three people viciously murdered in the streets of New York City that maybe got one or two cops that came over that, filled out a report that it'll never be found who did it because it was just people shooting people. I mean, it just shows to go, it isn't what you do, it's why you do it anymore, huh? This, like I said, people were probably killed. I know they were killed in Chicago. I mean, there's people killed in the big cities every night. But, I mean, you have this takeover of the internet or the national news, and you have this, this big, huge response, which maybe millions of people, how these guys get paid. Maybe millions of dollars. I mean, I'll tell you what, when they go to fight us, they're going to be broke in a week, ain't they? What? And like I said, worked in an electronic shop, and that's the best you could do? Whew. How pathetic. Anyways, Iowa Bishop urges passage of Dream Act. Dreamers are Americans. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Bishop of Des Moines, Iowa, is urging Congress to pass the Dream Act, insisting that the U.S. immigration system is unjust. Here's the Pope's little brown army being backed by the Pope's, diocese, I suppose. Who is this son of a bitch? Anyway, here we are. Somebody else. I think that we should just give this country over to these third world. I think. Well, really, I think that you should be strung up for treason in your robes, buddy. Some 40% of the Des Moines diocese is of Hispanic origin, according to local Bishop Richard Pates, who recently visited ICE detainees in Iowa's Polk County Jail before holding a press conference in which he called for the passage of the Dream Act. I got this faggot dress on and I bugger little boys on the weekends and me. I'm calling for it, okay? Let's do it. Go to hell. Hell, hell, and shove your Judeo-religion up your ass, buddy. Judeo-Christian here. These are the ones down there right now aiding and abetting the invasion of your country down on the southern border. I mean, Trump, he's talked about the sanctuary cities and stuff. I wonder if he's going to go after them sanctuary churches, being as the evangelical Christians are these, what the hell are they are, Judeo-Christians are backing his play. This is one of his strongest assets at the bottom of the stupidity pile. I mean, he is going to sanction those churches. He's going to put some of them assholes like this guy in jail for aiding and abetting these criminals, right? Of course he is. These dreamies, These dreamers really are, in the best sense of the word, Americans, Bishop Pates said in an interview with Crux, an online Catholic website. Pates and Crux, that he had told Crux that he had recently met with 20 incarcerated immigrants with the intent of providing support, encouragement, and understanding to the ICE detainees. Now, he's talking about dreamers here. And if you're an ICE detainee, you can't be a dreamer because the dreamers got a free pass clear into March, don't they? So this is just another propaganda campaign. I mean, because this bishop says, you know, bishop, bite my ass, buddy. I'll bitch slap you down in the street. You're nothing to me. You're less than nothing because you are aiding an invasion into my country. These young people have so much to share. Yeah, they got goddamn razor blades and they got knives and they got gang tattoos and drugs. They got a lot to share, Pate said, and he wanted to meet them and hear their stories. I'm sure you did, you treasonous son of a bitch. These are our neighbors, our friends, our family. They are facing deportation, he said. Many are being torn from their families during the Christmas season because of an unjust immigration system. Well, what about the people that are living in tent cities during this Christmas season because these dirty little son of a bitches have displaced them in their own country? Well, we won't talk about that, will we, Bishop? Because it isn't a part of your international takeover of the United States, is it? Let's see, where were we? The DREAM Act would allow certain young immigrants who are in the United States illegally to stay in the country for employment or to continue their education. Every one of them has to go. This is an invasion. They came here in violations of our law. We are held to a zero tolerance standard on something as simple as seatbelts, which is a legislated law being enacted upon us by an illegitimate government that just cannot be. No talk of what's happening to the American people. I mean, we got 100 million of our people that they'll admit are in destitute. You know, they've lost everything. These were people formerly working in the middle class. But now they're destitute. We don't never see the tent cities. Where are these holy men, these men of God, when it comes to the American nationals who had everything taken from them and been put out on the streets of their own country? Well, just you just stay out of that house because that's for somebody from another country. If you can't see the duplicity here, you're not looking. Pate said that immigration is currently the number one policy priority for the bishops. I'm sure it is. It ain't the people in this country that have been dispossessed, made civilly dead, and are living in tent cities, and, you know, their little children going hungry, dirty clothes on, no roof over their head, no heat in the winter. You don't give a shit about them, do you, you internationalist piece of tripe? It's a priority for the bishops is this aiding this illegal invasion into our country. That's their priority. I think they should be taken out and strung up. What say you? Adding that protecting DACA beneficiaries is morally imperative, but the people, like I said, the 100 million American nationals who own this goddamn country, who without you would not exist, you son of a bitch, and all your wealth in this goddamn country, you treasonous piece of trash. Well, we don't even see those people. They're the invisible people, don't you know? I guess you got to be brown to be seen. You got to be one of the Pope's little brown army. Or they just these Catholics can't see you. And that's, you know, we call it the Pope's little brown army. And it is a natural fact. They're all Catholics. And, of course, the goddamn treasonous Catholic Church, these Judeo-Christians, oh, they're going to come out for them and to hell with you and me. I think we should say to hell with them. What do you think? I think we should start just smacking around everywhere we see the dirty little bastards. Hey, you're against me and my country. You want to give it somebody else? Smack, smack, smack them down. I mean, I'd say do more, but hell, they're not even men. I mean, face it, they booger little boys. These are the people who are going to tell us what we're going to do, the little boy boogerers. Let's see, Pate's immigration is number one policy, and you know we believe in miracles. Oh, I'm sure you do. Pate said in the press conference, I think it in a very special way, we have to keep our attention to it. It is a moral issue for us, and we will not relent. Well, you're going to unrelent yourself right up a goddamn gallows, traitor. You don't have no say to give my country away or give anything that belongs to me away, you goddamn internationalist piece of shit. Get your ass over there in Popeville and stay there. It'll be safer for you. I'm telling you right now. In an official statement last January, Bishop Pates said he was, quote, very disheartened by President Trump's priority of building a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Oh, boy, you know, here it is again, this from the other side of the coin, acting like Trump's really doing something bullshit. He hasn't done shit except extend DACA. And we're going to talk about what else he's done and what he's doing right now for the invasion force, which he, as an internationalist billionaire who wants slave labor, will support. I have been personally informed in the present immigration context of many people in our community living in fear. Really, them, the people living in homeless out in the goddamn streets, those American... Oh, no, you mean those goddamn invaders who think they might get their asses sent back where they come from. Families who are struggling to maintain stability and family life. Oh, you mean like that little boy in that video I like to bring up every once in a while, standing there by his mom. She's about, 8, 9 months pregnant, and he's talking about how his little... this is the truth, too, people. He's talking about how his sibling's going to be farmed out. His dad was former middle class, man, and he's living in a goddamn drainage, in a sewer in goddamn Las Vegas, and he's talking about how his sibling's going to be, but they, you know, these fine folk, they want to keep families are important, and families should stay together. Unless you're a goddamn American national, then, you know, you need to really farm that kid out, you know, maybe you can give it over to some of these pedophiles. We know where some are at that really like to have a new baby. Oh my goodness. Let me see. I've been personally informed, you piece of shit, of many in our families, huh? You care about our families, don't you, you piece of shit? And children being traumatized in our schools, he said. You mean like the kids in our schools that get taken out in a goddamn field by the MS-13 gang members you've pumped in here and cut all to pieces? Is that what you're talking about, the trauma, the being traumatized? Or is it somebody that, you know, drawing a picture of an American flag? Oh, maybe that was what's traumatizing these foreign invaders. What do you think? He said, as the shepherd of all our people of Catholic faith, you ain't my shepherd and I ain't Catholic faith. I assure those under present threat that they will not be abandoned by me or the Diocese of Des Moines. They can be assured of my loyalty. Oh, yeah, foreigners can be. I mean, it's just like our politicians. If you're from somewhere, anywhere but this goddamn country, you can count on their loyalty to you. I mean, they're loyal to everybody, but with the American nationals, we need to shoot these bastards down like the dirty dogs they are. Why would we give them any quarter? You tell me. In late September, the Vatican announced a 2-year campaign called Share and Journey to educate people about the plight of migrants and to encourage a more welcoming attitude toward them. What you want to do is walk past those American nationals in their in the tent cities and their little kids going hungry and cold and not proper clothes and you know, not proper nutrition. What you want to just walk over here and what you want to encourage is and welcome these son of a bitches who are causing the effect. That's what you want to do here. This is your church talking to you. These are the dirty... I'm telling you, there's going to be some goddamn executions of these son of a bitches when the shit comes down. They're going to be tried for the treason that they committed, the espionage, the sabotage, insurrection that they've been a part of. You're going to be tried, and you can sit up there and just in your holy gowns and look just as holy as you want, you little boy booger, and then you're going to march up those goddamn steps, and we're going to staple your eyelids to your forehead, and you can wear your smock so you can watch the shit fly out of it when you hit the end of that rope. Brothers, we mustn't be afraid to share the journey. We mustn't be afraid to share the hope, Francis said in his weekly general audience in which he inaugurated the project. The Global Catholic Charities Network, Charites Internationals, is spearheading the campaign looking to promote awareness and action on behalf of migrants and refugees. Fuck our own people, okay? This is who these international son of a bitches are for. Why are we letting them be here is what I want to know. Why is, you people that pay taxes, why is a bunch of your tax money going, being handed over to these son of a bitches to aid them in aiding this invasion in this country where the first article says there is no church state or state church? And boy, they'll sure throw that up in your face when they want to make somebody bake a cake for a queer, won't they? Even though it doesn't pertain to the individual, but it does pertain to these institutions, being as they have become 501c3 corporations. They're not churches, they're corporations.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, a bishop is one of those pieces on a chessboard.
Yeah.
You ever wonder why there's no banker on the chessboard?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think who would.
The reason is because he's moving all the pieces.
He owns
the board.
He's the one that sends those three pawns right into the face of that queen, huh? Oh, mercy. Our world faces not a migration crisis, but a crisis of global solidarity. See, we all won't become one world goyim for our Jewish masters. This is the real problem here. You just won't become a one world goyim. You think you're an individual, and you have a right to individual thought and individual prosecution of your life. Oh, how dare you? You're going to find out how we dare man in a skirt. We're going to treat you like the men on the skirts on that are sitting up on those benches in those courts. We're going to treat you the same way, you faggot piece of shit, you little boy boogers. Cartetus said on his website, be part of a worldwide campaign. Become an international communist for the church. All you Catholics that go for this shit, you're goddamn traitors. Worldwide campaign to reach out to migrants, change perceptions, open hearts and minds, and strengthen the bonds that unite us all. We're going to unite you with that rope, you son of a bitch. Anyways, pushing on, because this all comes together. It all tells a story in the end. Now, we've talked about, here's the church coming out for the invading force. And, Trump may get tax cut bill with more generous credits for. Who do you think that, Charlie? I won't do it if you'll tell me who these more generous credits are going to be for. Time's running out. All right, then.
There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. There will be no amnesty.
You don't give me time.
Trump may get tax cuts with more generous credits for illegal immigrants, people, the filthy rich, and the goddamn invaders, okay? This is from Washington Times. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Trump has been willing to accept almost anything to close the deal on his giant tax cut bill before Christmas, including staying mum about a measure that would allow illegal immigrants to pocket the more generous child tax credits included in the package. And I told you this right when this shit came out. They're right now, I'm telling you, every come around tax season, these son of a bitches, they do not work for more than minimum wage. Most of them for less. But they got 10 killed kids here, they claim, and 10 kids back in Mexico, they claim. And come tax time, they're all driving brand new cars. I ain't shitting you people. Why, we're struggling along and, trying to keep our junked up old cars running, so as American nationals, to keep the goddamn the slop bucket full. I see it around here. I'd come time with brand new cars. Brand new cars. They're getting $10,000-$20,000 every goddamn one of them. They make more off the child credits than they make in a goddamn wage. How about that? And you throw in the goddamn welfare. Shit. There's your upper middle class.
Brand new cars and brand new pickups.
Amen, brother. including staying mum about the measures that would allow illegal immigrants to pocket the more generous child tax credit included in the package. Illegal immigrants have been collecting the payoff from the refundable tax credit for years because of an IRS interpretation of how the rule was drafted, you think? You think that's how they did it? I mean, we've read articles here where they're claiming, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 kids down in Mexico. You don't have to have a social security number for them or anything. Yeah, I got little Raul. I got Manuel. I got Escarre. You know, it's just a big goddamn list. Write them down and get that big check. Go get your new car. And you know what? The big boys, you know, because they're the ones that you got the bankers putting out the loans for the cars, you know, because they'll, you know, if you get a brand new car, some of them, I'm telling you, they buy them cash on the barrel head here. They get that much money. They can go into a car lot and buy a brand new fucking car and work in a minimum wage job. You talk about being shit on as an American? Well, we're shit on, people. An interpretation of how the rule was drafted. You know, that's just like that immigration thing being, it's just that damn interpretations just keep killing us. How about we start interpreting for you sons of bitches? How about we start interpreting what you're doing for what it is? And we start hanging you from the lampposts out in the streets. The Republican-controlled Congress this fall had a chance to correct that in the tax code overhaul. That in the Senate version doubled the child tax credit to $2,000 and expanded eligibility. What, we ain't going, hey man, you know what, we should just go in. You don't even have to be in the country. Just send a goddamn form here. Hell, we'll send you. You got kids? Just send a form, I don't know, goddamn Mexico, El Salvador, or Guatemala. I mean, this would be actually a better, you could sell it to the people saying this, encourage them to stay where they are, you know. And we'll just go ahead and let them send their goddamn child deductions up here, not even in the United, we'll just send them the goddamn money. What do you think, guys? Are you down? The House bill increased the child tax credit to $1,600 and upped the income cutoff to receive it. Both bills neglect to require that the worker have a social security number. Do you think that you could file and get tax returns without a goddamn social security number? Any of you? I mean, just please step up and tell me I'm wrong here somewheres. Both bills neglected to require that the worker have a social security number to claim the credit, but require only that the qualifying child have a social security number. Now, I'll tell you what they do, and they've admitted to it, and they wanted, you know, people start going, you know, that's wire fraud, and that's a mail fraud, and that's about a 20-year rap for an American national, where they're just, I mean, you go, you're a spick, you come here, man, you go down, they say, yeah, you go down here, and you can get all these, your false social security numbers. There's a little place down here on the corner, no, we can't do it in pesos, it has to be in dollars. I'm sorry, you're an American now, buddy. And they go down, and I mean, they get, you know, 8, 10 social security numbers. And they get some false ID. And, I mean, this here, even if they did say you had to have a social security number, what the hell is that? Oh, I got one. It belongs to little Susie Collins in Connecticut. She's 12 years old, and I'm going to claim 14 kids on her social security number. What, I mean, this shit here, man, it's like, you know, you do anything wrong, boy, they're watching. Zero tolerance, man. You will be put in jail. We will put you in one of these whacking hut prisons, and you will slave for us. But these son of a bitches, I mean, you got to look at it for what it is. It is a recolonization, people. When you got to think back to when the Europeans first came here to recolonize this country, which was already colonized with the Indians. Now, the Indians got to be, you know, they came in here and they acted like, well, you know, we own the place and they run work deals with and we all make some money. And now it's looking like, man, these invading people are coming in and, man, they got all these rights that are supposed to be ours and they, all everything that's supposed to be ours is theirs. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Oh,
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Waiting for the thaw out on a full moon night in the Rocky.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was REO Speedwagon with Riding the Storm Out. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches. As we are short on funds this month, we are holding a drawing. Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater. Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, Norm, and Swifty Lomax are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol. The book, Choreography by Corey Fieldman. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher. Three sets of ACU Molly 2 9mm single magazine pouch that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Molly 2 Alice adapter for three winners. Number one New World Order hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three life straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided a 30 caliber combat cleaning kits. Two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes, a kid-sized gas mask with filter and carry bag, and a Y-Harness 223 repack kit with bandolier and two hats. Swifty Lomax has provided an InstaCharge portable device and phone charger. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen Jalapeno, number one New World Order hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, Norm, and Swifty Lomax for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. We need the help. We were on Trump may get tax bill with more generous credits for illegal immigrants. And we're going to, you know, finish up on this a little bit because I want to. The measure flies in the face of Mr. Trump's get tough rhetoric. And by God, that's all it was on illegal immigration and his America First agenda. More rhetoric. Temple University law professor Jan C. Ting recently wrote for the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank in Washington. Before the Senate voted on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Donald Trump said, "A vote to cut taxes is a vote to put America first. It's time to take care of our workers," he wrote. Allowing illegal aliens who are not authorized to work to get refundable tax credits does the opposite. While the IRS has the authority, if not the mandate, to deny these credits to illegal aliens, Congress should resolve any ambiguity, he said. When asked about it, the White House deferred to Congress. Ain't that what they're doing here? You got to talk to them guys. They're the ones that make the law. I'm just going to sign all this shit. I mean, people. His campaign proposals to cut the corporate tax rate from the current 35 to 15% was bumped up to 20% in the House Senate bill that emerged this fall. The president then made the 20% corporate rate the non-negotiable level until lawmakers started suggesting 21 or 22%. And what this comes down to is it's a giveaway. It's a giveaway to the invaders and to the people, you know, facilitating the invasion, the people who want them here, the people who want the slave labor. And we're going to go on because there's more. Now, let's see what Trump and company are doing for the American nationals. You know, the people that are here that are working. Our working people, you know, we've been reduced to service jobs, people, you know, because we're going to get a service economy. It's so much better than manufacturing your raw resources into valuable assets. No, what we got here is that we get a service. We get a, you know, wait on the Chinaman when he comes here to, you know, to be our overlord. The Trump administration wants to take servers' tip money right out of their pockets. No, not Donald wouldn't, would he? This is from AlertNet. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If the Trump administration has its way, the tip you leave your waiter or waitress could end up in the pocket of the restaurant owner instead of the person who served you. Now, Trump, he's for us. He's not for his big international business mogul buddies now, is he? He's for the people. He's one of us, guys. He talks to us in our own language, you know, using his term, you know, what's his term, the bad guys and all of these little slogans and buzzwords that he comes up. He's one of us, don't you know? I heard he was listening on the Micro Effect, the one, the program that follows Mark. And I mean, there's, Trump is just a wonderful, he's best thing since white bread. I'm telling you, they're pushing. I want to confront those people. I want to call them the goddamn traitors they are. But no, Joe McNeil's protecting them. They're paying him money to be on the air so that they can come in and try and hijack our movement. Just like they hijacked the Tea Party. Just like they hijacked the Occupy movement. They want to hijack this too, but it ain't going to work because they just don't speak our language. They can't even tell a good enough lie to get us on board anymore. This week, Trump's Labor Department proposed rescinding an Obama-era rule that made the logical point that tips are the property of the servers and cannot be taken by the restaurant owner. Well, the restaurant owner, that's the property owner. You're just a coolie. You're a peon. You're a peasant. You're a pissant. And you're lucky they give you anything. Because if they have their way, they will replace every American worker with a foreign worker, and that whatever's left, you know, all you Americans will be on welfare, and if you want to eat, you'll come and you'll do a day's work for your bowl of food for Trump and company. The administration's proposal would allow restaurant owners who pay their wait staff as little as $7.25 per hour to collect all the tips left by the patrons and do whatever they want with them, regardless of the diner's intended, what the diner's intended. That's all I guess we have. I mean, the idea would be to quit leaving tips. When I was a kid, I worked in the restaurant. I mean, I got a couple of restaurants, man, actually. And you know, in places like Las Vegas, I mean, tips, that's some people's livelihood. Because they don't get paid that much by people like Donald Trump. Coming on the heels of the massive tax bills recently passed by the House and Senate, this reverse, see here, he's going to take money out of people's working pocket and give it to the illegals because, I mean, big tax breaks. I mean, claim 10 children down in Mexico, and, you know, they were trying to act like, oh, the only ones that they're claiming are the kids born here, like the anchor babies. Bullshit. We've read the articles right here on air. They'll claim 10. They don't check none of it. Just send them a check. These are the new occupation force. We want them to feel very welcome. If you want to cut up one of these goyim's children, you know, if it makes you get you off, man, but please do so. We want you to feel welcome. That's like, you don't want to shoot an Indian? Hey, it's just an Indian. Don't worry about it. We're taking their country. Good to get rid of them. Coming on the heels of the massive tax bill recently passed by the House and Senate, this reverse Robin Hood scheme, which will take money out of the pockets of low-wage workers and give it to the business owners, is just one more example of trickle-down economic policy masquerading as pro-worker reform. It ain't pro-worker. This whole thing is a goddamn sham. It's a con. It's a fraud. They all need to be taken out and hung. And then we, as American nationals, need to have access to the resources that frickin' belong to us. And we'll own the businesses here. We'll own America. Ooh, can't have America owned by Americans because Americans, well, they can't be made to kowtow. They can't be made to be peasants and peons and coolies, can they? Oh, they think they got rights. We're going to show them. Like the tax bills, the DOL proposal sets the table to transfer income and wealth from those least able to afford it to corporations and the very wealthy. Well, of course it does. What is, I mean, you got Paul Ryan, you set up there all the time that Obama was in office, he's setting up there, we need to give more money. While these corporations who committed fraud in 2008, I mean, it took out a third of our population, took everything they worked for 30, 40 years. You know why they're making record profits, setting up there? They need more. They absolutely need more. That mountain of gold that couldn't be spent in 100 generations if they were spending all day long, you know, working at it. They got to have more because they just don't feel comfortable. And we talked about the fact that, you know, the big boys are going to get billions of dollars pumped in here from the money made from our resources being manufactured with slave labor overseas. And hey, man, this is what it is. And it's going to continue to get worse. You're going to see your life get worse. I mean, if you're a regular person like I am, you've seen it. Are things getting better for you? I mean, they'll come out. The stock market broke another huge record, over 24,000. My God, this country is. Did you see any of that? Was that? I mean, this is the transfer of your goddamn wealth, people. And even if you did get $1,200 or $1,400 in this new big old tax plan, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. And you can just check on it day by day. And when you find out I'm wrong, you can come back and straighten my ass out. But if you end up getting, say, oh, let's just be real generous, $1,600, I mean, and this is what they're offering you, where they're going to get $45 billion for Bill Gates and company, you know, right in my private account, right in my pocket. You're going to get $1,600, a nice, shiny quarter. And I'm going to tell you guys what, by the end of that next year, you're between your utility bills and your grocery bills and your gas bill for your car, it's going to be a $2,000 raise in what you have to pay, and you'll end up losing $400. It's going to get worse for you. I guarantee you. You just sit back and watch it happen. And you can sit there and go, son of a bitch on the radio. He's just so negative. Such a pessimist. He just nothing. He won't give Trump a chance. You just keep giving him a chance because not to mention that all of these visas coming in and with the expressed intent to lower the white-collar wage. I'm waiting for it to happen to you now, buddy. You people that sit back there and just, oh, I'm comfortable. I don't give a shit if a third of my people are living in frickin' squalor. If they're robbing the country blind, I'm okay. And I'm so goddamn important, man. Just as long as I'm okay. Well, they're coming for They're coming for you, buddy. Like we told you they would. Like we're telling you right now, it's coming quick. I mean, they're putting out articles stating that, well, we're bringing them in here to drive the wages down. Oh, well, that's I'm an American. I'm going to vote for that. All you got to do is vote Republican, and that's what you get. Or you can vote Democrat, and that's what you're going to get. Well, there ain't no difference. What did Jamal say today? Two wings of the same bird and the same asshole. Restaurant owners could even keep all the tips for themselves without telling diners. Coming on the heels of massive tax bills recently passed by the House and Senate, this reverse Robin Hood scheme, which will take money out of the pockets of low-wage workers and give it to the business owners, is just one more example of trickle-down. Like the tax bill, the DOL proposal sets the table to transfer income from the wealthiest, from the least able to afford it, to the big corporations. Because you're sitting there and you might have a few hundred extra dollars that you're going to spend on your children for Christmas. They want that. That isn't yours. You're taking from what's theirs. Give it over, Goyim. Servers in restaurants are among the lowest paid workers in our country. The median hourly wage for waiters and waitresses was less than $10 per hour in 2015, and you can't live on $10 an hour, and all you people out there know that. There are people working two of them. I mean, I know a lot of people like this, young people, working two jobs. And trying to, you know, still raise their kids without, you know, going to somebody else, you know, to the state to raise their kids. Working two freaking jobs and just can't make it from paycheck to paycheck. All you do is work and pay bills. It's just you. I think that's slavery, isn't it? If there's nothing going into your pocket, if you're just, you know, the wealth's going from rich guy A to rich guy B, and they're just using your name to get it there, I don't think that's actually prospering by any notion. $10 per hour in 2015, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They are hardly the kind of workers who should be subsidizing the profits of their boss, of the corporation. Oh, no. And this is what this whole tax bill is about. You see, they're telling you they're going to have to go borrow $1 trillion, okay? I wonder who they'll borrow it. I think I know where they can borrow it. $1 trillion to just hand. I mean, this is after 2008. When they took about $20 trillion in your name, just to hand to these international corporate bastards. Now, they're another trillion because, man, they've just been making record profits. It ain't enough. They're going to go borrow another $1 trillion from the Chinese. And they're going to just hand it to them. Here's another trillion for you, good buddy, for putting me in office. Boy, we sure pulled the wool over these dumb goyim's eyes, didn't we, buddy? And then, you see, the trade-off is, you think, wow, you know, it's going to borrow this money. No. Because they've made their behind the door. Donald Trump went over there and he did the wild thing with the Chinese premier, you know, whatever weird shit they did in the steam room. And they made a deal. You see, for that $1 trillion, I'm going to sell you Alaska. You can't sell Alaska. You can't sell Alaska round, are you crazy? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to sell you Alaska. They're not even going to say, hey, man, I'm a goddamn reality show host. I'm president. Can you, shit, if I can do that, I can sell you Alaska. Maybe you can, Round Eye. We would like to have Alaska. Got much, much, much resource we need. So, now you're watching it happen. That $1 trillion is going right in their goddamn pockets. And they're going to go right into Alaska, into the Alaskan wilderness that the American nationals go, well, you couldn't touch that. That's protected property. You can't go in there and get a loan and put in a you know, put an oil pump in the ground and make you any money as American. I know that's protected. That's for Chinese. But the Chinese are going to come in and we're going to see they're going to build the infrastructure to haul your goddamn natural resources out of here. And it's a real good deal for you. Well, for the state anyway. And the people getting paid off at the state level because everybody gets a chunk, don't you know? They've already got $1 trillion. And there's more bribe money a-coming. Boy, I'm telling you, you look at their faces. You know, go on to Fox News, man. That's Fox Business News. That's where you'll see the best of it when they start talking about this shit. They cannot get the smiles off their face. They are giddy. They have stolen unbelievable. The fact that they haven't been executed for the theft they have committed to date, and they're going to get to steal more. They're just set there. They're blown away. As blown away, actually, as I am. That the people would elect this stupid, freak-haired charlatan, con man. And once they've elected the con man, I mean, the ones I see that keep on going for the con, like them people on the radio this morning over there on the micro effect. Yeah, Trump, man, he's doing it, man. He's going to put them all in jail, and man, he's going to fix all this stuff, and it's a really good deal. He's a good guy. No, he's a goddamn traitor by definition. He is serving a foreign king, right? Well, I guess that'd be all right with these Judeo-Christians over there on the micro effect. He's serving a foreign king right in front of your face. Went over and declared the might of the United States. No, you goddamn Middle Eastern, you Palestinian nobodies. Smack that kid around a little bit. Yeah, that's it. Ooh, I love it. Now what we're going to do? No, you just go there. No, Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. You got it? Don't make us come over here and blow your ass up. You better step back and get out of there. You better bow down and lick that Jew's foot, little Palestinian boy. Smack him around somewhere. Oh, yeah, that's it. I love it. That's what this two-bit goddamn charlatan has brought you people. But the National Restaurant Association, NRA, lobbied, another NRA, lobbied for this result. The only question is now is whether the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, will go along with the swindle, or whether he will give the public enough information to have a fair chance to weigh in. Of course he's going to go. I mean, God damn it. You try to pretend like, you know, like, just like with Trump, that rich billionaire, he's going to come and look out for me. He likes me. Go ahead.
How is it better than Trump's been elected? Yeah. I mean, how is your life better, Henry?
My life is. I'm paying $2.78 a gallon as he's opening up the electric Alaskan wilderness for the Chinese just to cart our goddamn our crude and our natural gas out of there. I mean, no, nothing. Things. No, I've seen none of it. Mark, you?
Well, microfixture until has. What's their revenue been last month? I mean, you know, you piggyback on the bullshit, you make money. You tell the truth, you go broke.
Yeah, that's the way it works. No, he's selling space to this, like I said, the you know, the tip of the spear, the Bundy crowd, the good old boy, the Masonic dirty church cabal. You see, they want to see, they seen, they got this shit, this communism shit got out of hand. They about lost control of this country. And now, see, they want to come back just like they hijacked the Tea Party, just like they hijacked the Occupy on the other side with the communists. These bastards, they want to, this is political power. It's just like Alex Jones coming to Bunkerville. Well, you went down there and stopped the BLM. Vote for Trump. Bullshit. They know, they see the power. And they know that the forces that be, that is the Jews, are will keep, you know, like the from the trenches, you know, keep it squeezed down, keep it, I mean, just as tight as they can. More algorithms, anything. One person can get a page up, and the other person on the computer right next to them can't get the same page up. I mean, it's a total open attack. And the thing is, for them to bleed over into this, like, well, the micro effect, you know, that's patriot. No, that ain't patriot. That, if you're for Trump, you're a goddamn traitor by definition of the English language. The son of a bitch signed the War Powers Act. That is injunction on your Bill of Rights. That is the removal of your common law courts. That is treason. And if you're for it, you're a goddamn traitor. But, you know, I don't know. You know, Joe McNeil found out is that, like you said, Mark, you try to tell the truth, man, you'll get squeezed. You'll live a poor-ass life like I do. You'll have nothing. You're doing the most important work in the country, and you will live like a fucking pauper. But then if you would compromise, see, I've told you guys this all along, man. It ain't that I couldn't have something right now just from the trenches. If I would have just did what they told me when they told me, when the notice came out of Chicago, Illinois, that you better do this or else. Well, or when it came from the Judeo-Christians. If you'd just, quit talking about the Jews and honey up to the Jews, I could have a plenty, people. Now, see, I told you people that, you know, it's coming down to how much will you compromise? That's what you get to have. And McNeil, man, he couldn't stand it. I could see his radio station. It was hurting. They were doing to him what they've been doing to us all along. But he had other people on there before. It wasn't just a straight up patriot, these dirty son of a bitch and traitors agenda. And so he's going back and he started compromising. He's going to do whatever degree he compromised. That's how good he's going to do. That's how it works.
And he just wants that mammon, man. You know, some people just love that money, you know, to the point to where it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Oh, yeah. If you're stubborn and you dig in your heels and you refuse to be controlled, you will have everything taken. If you go along, you will get what and in the direct ratio to what you go along with. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, just scream the truth. I mean, refuse the lie. If we refuse the lie, we outnumber them. We outnumber them 300-1. Just refuse to lie. Somebody tells it to you, slap it right back in their face. You've got to whip their ass on the spot. Well, if you ain't willing to whip somebody's ass, I can't see you fighting a war. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons coming right up behind us on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And that is The Word from the Trenches.